This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Police in riot gear are preparing to clear a protest on the University of Southern California campus. In Austin, law enforcement officers have formed a line around protesters at the University of Texas, where more than 20 people have been arrested. NPR Sergio Martinez-Bertrand has more.
Hundreds of students at the University of Texas in Austin have been protesting for most of the morning and afternoon. They have been facing a strong show of force by Texas Department of Safety troopers and also by University of Texas at Austin Police Department officers. We know that they have been peaceful, congregating along some of the main green areas on campus. However, the university had said that they were not going to tolerate any disruption on campus.
NPR Sergio Martinez-Bertrand in Austin, Texas. The Biden administration secretly shipped long-range missiles to Ukraine last month to help Kyiv defend itself from Russia. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, the U.S. plans to send more missiles now that Congress has approved a new foreign aid package.
The U.S. already has provided some of these, but only those that can travel about 100 miles. But Ukraine and its advocates have said, we want the ones that can travel 190 miles. But there was concern that the Ukrainians would use longer-range ones to strike Russia. Also, the Biden administration said we're low on these missiles, so we don't have any to spare. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said today the production line for these missiles has increased, so now the U.S. can send some of them to Ukraine.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. The foreign aid package also includes a provision that requires Chinese-owned TikTok to be sold or banned. NPR's Bobby Allen reports that TikTok is preparing to take the Biden administration to court over the law.
TikTok is used by half of Americans. A recent Pew study found that one-third of young people get their news from the app. But lawmakers in Washington consider TikTok dangerous since its corporate owner, ByteDance, is based in Beijing, and the Chinese government exerts unfettered power over companies in the country. The law gives ByteDance up to a year to fully divest from TikTok under the threat of a total shutdown in the U.S. if it fails to do so. TikTok doesn't intend to sell and calls a ban a massive suppression of free speech. It is planning to soon file a lawsuit. U.S. officials have not offered any concrete evidence of China using TikTok to spy or spread disinformation, but national security experts say it is possible. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Wednesday's mixed close. The Dow lost 42 points, the Nasdaq gained 16, and the S&P 500 rose a single point. This is NPR. Three Republicans in the Arizona State House have joined Democrats in voting to repeal an 1864 ban on abortion. The Arizona Supreme Court upheld the ban, which carries penalties of up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Critics of the Civil War era law note that state lawmakers passed a 15-week abortion ban only 2 years ago. A website that's known to spread conspiracy theories and once enjoyed massive traffic is seeking bankruptcy protection. NPR's Hua Guinan has more on what that means for the Gateway Pundit.
First, it does not mean that the website is going away. The kind of bankruptcy the Gateway Pundit filed, Chapter 11, is meant to help businesses survive. What's more,
this process is being used by defendants who are facing libel lawsuits, and in particular, it tends to be right-wing extremist publications or individuals.
That's attorney Mark Bankston. His clients won a defamation case against Alex Jones of InfoWars. Jones also declared bankruptcy, and the lengthy process means his clients are still waiting for their compensation more than a year later. That said, Bankston hopes the court can still be a way to mitigate the harms of falsehoods. Hua Jingnan, NPR News.
The government is considering placing limits or is preparing to place limits on the amount of sugar allowed in school meals. The Agriculture Department is looking at cereal, flavored milk, and other foods. The final rules are expected to take effect next year and will impact around 30 million public school students. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.